I don't know what to say to you when your day is going wrong. I could try to make you laugh by doing a silly dance, but I'd be wrong. I don't know what to say to you when you won't listen to my songs. I lay myself bare and still you don't care to sing along.
Good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. Starting out the program tonight was something from the Toronto-based singer, Deanna Petkoff, a new release out called Hell With You, I Love You, and that was the kind of sad closing track called Sing With Me, and you can check it out at deannapetkoff.bandcamp.com. And once again, she's out of Toronto, and this one is doing fairly good on the national campus radio charts. And I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, playing a lot of new stuff I've been checking out recently. I hope everyone's doing pretty good on this fairly nice weekend, and hopefully you're having a good time listening to CITR. And don't forget to go to CITR.ca to check out podcasts and playlists. And at the end of this program, you can check out the play sheets in case you missed something that I said. So to start off the program tonight, we're going to hear something from another singer, songwriter out of Toronto, a two-time folk music award winner, and that's Abigail LaPelle. A new album out called Stolen Time, and you're going to hear a track off of that, something called Ships, and you can check this out at abigaillapelle.bandcamp.com. And then after that, we're going to hear new stuff from Tops, a new EP out simply called Empty Seats. It's a 5-track deal that just came out last month on their Bandcamp, and Tops are based out of Montreal right now, and you can check it out at tops.bandcamp.com. and I think there's some upcoming international shows starting out in Italy this weekend, and going all over, and then coming back to Canada. Vancouver, there'll be a date in December 7th at the Commodore. And once again, that's Tops. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Abigail LaPelle. This is a track called Ships.
This November, CITR presents the award-winning Remembrance Day special at home and overseas.
How'd it go? Are we down with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I know that you're not too ambitious.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
Well, my mom says I'm cool.
Like I'm not even there at all.
Paul Jacobs, former member of Pottery, plays Wise Hall on May 26th. New music on the way this April. Tickets for his solo show are now on sale.
We'll be right back.
And that was the Perfect Pop Sounds of Tops with a track called Waiting. It's off the brand new EP called Empty Seats. And Tops are based out of Montreal. And you can check it out at tops.bandcamp.com. Prior to that was Abigail LaPelle, a new album called Stolen Time. You heard a track called Ships. And Abigail LaPelle is a singer-songwriter based out of Toronto. And you tuned into CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, and we're going to keep going with some music that I've been checking out, not necessarily new in this next track. We're going to hear something from an older album from a project called Des Arc, and it's an older 2005 album out called Loose Lips Sink Ships, and we're going to hear a track called No More Fighting Cats, Okay, and this one is, I do believe she's still making music, but not sure if she's touring or anything like that, or she's just been active for quite some time, but you can check out the older roster of music from Des Arc at desarc.bandcamp.com, and she is based out of North Carolina. It's mostly the work of Amy Argote, but Tim Herzog also does appearances on some of her, I think, live sets as well as recordings. But anyways, once again, that's Des Arc, D-E-S-A-R-K. No real reason for playing this. I just was thinking about this album recently. I haven't listened to it in quite some time. But after Des Arc, we're going to hear something from a new release out from Kamikaze Nurse. It's called Stimuloso. And was a... let me see when it came out. I think it came out back in September 2021. Or no, actually, it was released in June this month, but recorded January to September 2021. But we're going to hear off the new album called Stimuloso. We'll hear a track called Never Better. And Kamikaze Nurse is beginning a tour this weekend. I think they're playing Bellingham tonight and jumping off to a bunch of shows across the U.S. and I think they're coming back to Canada. I'm not sure exactly when they're playing. I know they're playing a Calgary date in June, but that's all I can see so far on the Bandcamp. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling. After Kamikaze Nurse, I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. I think we're just going to hear two tracks in this next set, but we'll hear a track called Never Better from Kamikaze Nurse. But first, here from Des Arc, a album that came out all the way back in 2005. This is a track called No More Fighting Cats, Okay, and it has a real kind of post-hardcore angular jarring sound and a bit of a kind of ferocious energy of PJ Harvey gets compared to. Anyways, this is Des Arc.
I'm
And that was new stuff from Kamikaze Nurse. The album is called Stimuloso. Here the track called Never Redder. And that's the local kind of shoegazy group. And you can check it out at kamikazenurse.bandcamp.com. And that one is put out on... Actually, I don't know for sure, actually. But anyways, before that one... just released this month, I should say. Before that, you heard an older album from a North Carolina project called Des Arc. You heard the track called No More Fighting Cats, Okay? And that's off the Loose Lips Sink Ships album that came out in 2005. And up next, we're going to hear something from an interesting project called Blunt Chunks. It's out of Toronto. And... that's the work of Caitlin Wolf O'Brien. And there's a new EP out, a self-titled deal, that we're going to hear from. We're going to hear a track called BWFW. Check it out at bluntchunks.bandcamp.com. Then, after that, this one's like more kind of a dreamy bedroom pop type stuff, but after Blunt Chunks, we're going to hear something from the new Kelly Lee Owens album. It's simply called LP8, I do believe, and we're going to hear a track off of that. Let me see what I have queued up. The closing track, I think, is what we're going to hear. Let me see. Oh, yeah, it's called LP8, and we're going to hear the track called One, not the closing track, second to last track. So yeah, we'll hear these two, then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from a project called Blunt Chunks. This track is called BWFW.
This sick feeling in my stomach.
The end of the night. I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something. They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
Was new stuff from Kelly Lee Owens. The track is called One. It's off the album called LP8. And Kelly Lee Owens is a Welsh electronic artist making some really great and really catchy pop electronica music. And she's known for her album called Inner Song that got tons of good reviews in the past few years. And the new album is called LP8. And it's a collaboration with Lasse Marhaug, and he's known for his like very harsh, abrasive noise music, and a very interesting collaboration to be done. And you can really kind of know the or hear the influence in the album, and it has a little bit more kind of a sinister feel. It's a little bit more chaotic and noisy and experimental for Kelly Lee Owens compared to Kelly Lee Owens' previous music. And Lasse Marhaug, I should say, is a Norway-based artist, and I think he did play Vancouver a long time ago, back in, I think, 2010. Unfortunately, I didn't catch the show. I think it was actually before I moved here, but anyways, a very interesting collaboration album, and once again, that's Kelly Lee Owens and the new album called LP8. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. Before that, out of Toronto, was Blunt Chunks with a track called BWFW, and it's off a self-titled EP. And up next, we're going to hear something from Hard Feelings. And this is a project out on Mute Records, a new release out. Well, actually, it's not a new release. It came out last year. It's a self-titled deal, but we're going to hear the track called Sister Infinity. And Hard Feelings have, I think, a few albums out. I misspoke. It's on Domino Records. And sorry, it's not on Mute Records. I mixed up those labels. They're quite similar in some ways, quite kind of bigger major label type artists. But anyways, Hard Feelings is the singer Amy Douglas and Joe Goddard of Hot Chip. So they have a pretty good pedigree there. But anyways, after Hard Feelings, we're going to hear something from Maudley out of, I think, Montreal. A album called Soul Urge. You'll hear a track called Wonder, and I think I played Maudley a few weeks ago. This one is also doing very good on the national campus radio charts. And then after that, we move into some electronic territory with something from a project called Ex Ponto out on Often Music Records. And I think this is an Australian project, but we'll hear a track off the album called In a Quarry. We'll hear a track called Golden Hours. And once again, that's a project called Ex Ponto, making some interesting kind of groovy, no-wavy electronica out on the Often Music label. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Sister Infinity by Hard Feelings.
Higgy! rise over beneath makes me wonder, what can I see? If you wanna shut down, babe, understand that it's not always easy. Don't let the shadow grow on you, babe. Let yourself embrace the light unfolding. Where are you coming from? It seems we don't belong. Something luring me. That's underneath beauty. Rise over beneath makes me wonder, what can I see?
This is Sasha Bellet, and you are listening to CRTR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thank you.
Coming all the way from New Zealand, indie pop band The Beths play the Hollywood Theater on June 6th. Book your tickets now at hollywoodtheater.ca.
Are you an artist, or do you work within the music community in BC? New grants could be available for you. Creative BC has launched three programs funding Indigenous and underrepresented artists and organizations: the Demo Recording, Music Video, and Industry Catalyst programs. Previously, for artists and industry living and working in Vancouver, these programs have been extended across the entire province of BC. Past recipients include KPOC, Prado, AfroVan Connect, Capsule Studios, and 120 other projects that have been funded. Apply by June 23rd, 2022. For more information, be sure to check out creativebc.com. You get me talking
when I'm drinking. And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's kind of a longer set, but that was something from Ex Planto, a track off the In Aquari release that just came out on Often Music. You heard the track called Golden Hours, and that was a really kind of a hypnotic, kind of groovy, industrial, kind of new wavy electronic music. And I think this is an Australian based artist. And once again, that's Ex Planto. Prior to that was something from Montreal with Maudley, and they track off the Soul Urge album. Here, the track called Wonder. And prior to that was Hard Feelings with Sister Infinity, of the self-titled release that came out on Domino Records. And we're going to keep going with some more electronic music on Canada Post Rock. And we're going to hear something from a release out from Ola Strauss, and a album out on the Quiet Time label out of New York. I think it's a tape label. QuietTimeTapes.bandcamp.com is where you can check it out. The latest release is something from Ola Strauss and a album called Big Room. We'll hear a track called Sister. And this one's a little bit more kind of a ambient electronic releases. And then after Ola Strauss, we're going to hear something from a release from Jake Muir on the Spheric label, a album out called Lady's Mantle. And we're going to hear a track off of that, something called Green Eyes. And once again, that's Jake Muir making some kind of ambient electronica out of California. And I think he does a lot of field recordings and visual arts as well. So we'll hear these two artists, and then I'll get back to you, talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Ola Strauss with a track called Sister. Thank you. Legend from Jake Muir. That was a track off the Ladies Mantle release. You heard the track called Green Eyes. He's a California-based electronic artist, and this new album was just put out on the Spheric record label. Check it out at spheric.bandcamp.com. And prior to that, you heard something from Ella Strauss with a track called Sister off the Big Rum release. That's out on the Quiet Time label out of New York. quiettimetapes.bandcamp.com is where you can check this out. And really great ambient music from Ella Strauss, very kind of moody and kind of cold and ambient. Anyways, we're going to keep going with some more music on Canada Post Rock. And once again, I'm your host, P-Bone. And up next, we're going to hear something from the Planet Moo record label. You're going to hear a set from Planet Moo Records, I should say. And to start it off, we're going to hear something from Musique. And if you're not familiar, that's the work of Mike Paradinas, whom is the owner and boss and person behind Planet Moo Records. And he has a new release out called Magic Pony Ride. We're going to hear a track off of that, something called Uncle Daddy. And if you're not familiar, definitely check out some of the music of Musique, really great IDM electronica. And we're going to hear a couple other artists on the Planet Moo label. Planet Moo is such a great electronic label. They've been around since the early or mid-90s, I should say. And they're really responsible for bringing a whole lot of IDM electronica artists out, or putting out music in the 90s, bringing a lot of stuff like early Aphex Twin and like Venetian Snares have put out stuff on this label. There's just so many great artists out on this label. I could just name a few, like Luke Vibert, as well as all kinds of really great stuff. A lot of IDM, kind of grime and dubstep in the later eras of the label. But if you get a chance, just scroll through some of the artists on the Planet Moo website or on the Bandcamp. But after Musique, we're going to hear something from Jaina Rush. And Jaina Rush has a new album out on Planet Moo called Dark Humor. We're going to hear a track of that, track called Lonely. This one's featuring DJ PayPal. And she's a Chicago-based DJ. You can check it out at jru.bandcamp.com. After that, something from Jay Lynn, who's a Indiana-based electronic producer on Planet Moo Records. A new album or a new EP out called Embryo is what we're going to hear. And we're going to hear a track off of it, something called Connect the Dots. Very heavy electronica, more like in the vein of kind of techno jungle footwork type electronic music. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR. This is something from Musique. This track is called Uncle Daddy. I'm
Hey, it's Tim Darcy from COLA. Our album Deep in View is out this spring, and you can see us at the Biltmore in Vancouver on July 11th.
Hey, are you interested in radio? Passionate about gender issues? Want to be an active part of your community? Then join the wave and become part of CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective. Our show Intersections airs every 4 weeks, and we want your voice. We are all about empowering everyone and giving you the chance to speak your mind. There's no experience necessary. Find us on Instagram, Twitter, or email us at genderempowerment@citr.ca.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was a set of Planet Moo artists. That was Jay Lynn out of Gary, Indiana, with a track called Connect the Dots. It's off the Embryo EP that came out back in December. And prior to that, you heard something from Jaina Rush with a track called Lonely, featuring DJ PayPal. It's off the Dark Humor release, and that features a video that you can check out on the Bandcamp page, which is jaru.bandcamp.com. And once again, that's the work of Jaina Rush. And prior to that was brand new stuff from Musique, a track called Uncle Daddy off the Magic Pony Ride album that was just put out, and it's the first release from Musique in about nearly a decade. Really great that there's new stuff from Mike Paradinas, and once again is the boss and label owner of Planet Moo Records. So thanks for tuning in this week. I'll be back next week with some more great music. And keep it locked on CITR for more great programming. And I'm going to leave you tonight with some kind of jungle footwork release from Exhale. And Exhale has a album out called Ice That Melts the Tips. It's out on the A label called 3XL Records. We're going to hear a track called Ghoul Search. And in brackets, this is Demonic Attachment Mix. Really great kind of heavy, hyper kind of jungle and dubstep type stuff. And once again, that's Exhale. So E-X-A-E-L is how you spell it. So thanks for tuning in this week. I'll be back next week right here on CITR. This is something from Exhale.
your Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
What is CITR's reputation, being that it's been around for so long?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's very active in the community because it's run by community members and UBC students, obviously. Whether you're into radio as a hobby or whether you want to get some real-world experience, it's a great place to go. It's like a very open and creative environment. Everybody that's, you know, working here seems really jazzed about what they're doing at the station. Just lots of really, like, good, like challenging music and spoken word content. It's a great station.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam Territory. Learn how to get involved at CITR.